Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 19th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've prepared this on a beautiful Monday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, after 3 or 4 days of dreary, rainy weather, so we're blessed. Today's message is titled, The Wisdom of the Aged. And listen as Brooksine reads this tremendous insight from Job 12, verse 12.
Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding?
Yesterday afternoon, I received word that my aunt passed away Sunday morning. Aunt Frances was my mom's youngest sister and the last of 7 siblings living from my mother's generation. Aunt Frances's 3 children, my cousins, were very attentive to their mother these last several months as she battled the horrible effects of cancer. We last spoke to Aunt Frances several weeks ago when she celebrated her 86th birthday. Although very weak at the time, she demonstrated an indomitable spirit in her conversation to the very end. I recall a comment once made by a senior in a Sunday school class I was teaching. He said, "One of the blessings of being older is having a broadened perspective on the events of life." Many of the elderly in our churches have a deep reservoir of wisdom and understanding, giving this perspective.
A pastor friend of ours saw a church sign with this message, "Ultra Contemporary Worship for the Young Crowd." Well, whether or not your tastes are for ultra contemporary worship, whatever that's supposed to mean, it's a sad sign of the times when this is the message a church feels it must communicate to attract the young crowd.
But I suppose it indeed would draw a larger crowd than a sign such as, this is one I've come up with, "Meet some seasoned older folks who can enrich your life with a godly perspective." In fact, I've never seen a sign like that. Job asked a question over 4,000 years ago that surely demands an affirmative answer. Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding?
Of course, not all the aged are wise, and many have lived their lives foolishly. Aging is not a guarantee that we will attain wisdom and maturity. It comes over time as we make wise choices, learn from our unwise decisions, and as we live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
My life is enriched as I consider those who have endured the rough knocks of life and have slowly matured in the Christian walk as year by year they grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. They offer timeless wisdom, that which is seen in the lives of the Bible characters thousands of years ago. Every bit is applicable to our lives today. Now at 55 years of age, it's increasingly going to be my turn. And I sure hope I have the same wise outlook to offer those who follow me, either by my example or counsel.
What about you today? Are our elderly friends demonstrating godly wisdom so needed by the generations who follow? If you're our age or younger, are you building on the rock, progressively attaining the true wisdom to pass along to those who follow behind? Older readers, today, we want you to know that Stephen and I, along with many others, greatly value the contributions of your generation to the cause of Christ and the perspective you now offer to those who follow.
It's natural for all of us to seek out those who are similar in age, since we find ourselves going through many of the same challenges and blessings related to our season of life. But if we fail to regularly interface with older believers, we miss the tremendously needed perspective they can bring to our lives. Spend time with the aged who have experienced so much of the stuff of life that each of us will face in time. Is such an important aspect to the maturing believer. The fact is, we really do all need each other. Well, Brooksine is going to pray, And for some reason, she jumped up to get a poster. She's laughing.
Well, before I pray, I just thought of the words of George Washington Carver that we saw this summer that I think are powerful and really reinforce our message today. He wrote, "How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and the strong, because someday in life you will have been all of these."
Wise man.
Let's pray together. Father, we read of those in the Bible from generations long ago who lived upright and godly lives. They were discerning and wise in making decisions, which also brought about their making good choices, such as Stephen or Joseph. Some of those choices brought about visible blessings, and others brought about great sacrifice, persecution, even death. We also read of those who were proud and foolish, thinking only of themselves, such as Samson or Demetrius, a silversmith. They serve as warnings to us. They were commended for their faith, those who were faithful to you, and yet their promise of eternal reward awaited them on the other side. Help us as we journey here below to model those from generations past who have been faithful to walk in your ways. Help us to also appreciate and learn from those who are older in our time, who set for us an example of wisdom, maturity, and perseverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is our Daily Encouragement Net message for Monday, October 19th, 2009. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We do have some photos up today. I have a photo taken of my Aunt Frances and my Uncle Jim, who passed away about 2 years ago, that was taken a couple years ago at a family reunion. And a neat photo that I've used before of my mom when she was 12. She, again, was the next to youngest, with Aunt Frances being the youngest. A family photo taken in 1933, and I can stare at that photo and just consider how generations come and generations go. Special treat today that came to mind was a photo of a man that sat behind us for several years when we first moved to Lancaster County, who became 100 years old while we were here and lived several more years. His name is Menno Brubaker, and a bit of a perspective on him as well. You know, we couldn't find any songs that really went with the message like we would like today, but a great song that came to mind is a song, "The Light of That City." I found a great online version on YouTube through the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. It's a great perspective on death and eternity. Well, thanks for joining us today. May God richly bless and encourage you, and may you indeed be a blessing to the older and received of the wisdom of the aged.